let us once again assail your ears that are so fortified against our story. But we have two knights' seed.
Well, sit we down. And let us hear, Bernardo, speak of this.
Last night of all, when yon same star that's westward from the pole had made his course to illume that part of heaven where now it burns, Marcellus and myself, the bell then beating one...
Peace! Take me off! Look, there it comes again!
The same figure like the king that's dead.
Thou art a scholar. Speak to it, Horatio.
Looks it not like the king. Mark it, Horatio.
Knows like.
It harrows me with fear and wonder.
It would be spoke to.
Question it, Horatio.
What art thou that usurps this time of night, together with that fair and warlike form in which the majesty of very Denmark did sometimes march? By heaven, I charge thee. Speak!
It is offended.
See, it stalks away.
Stay, speak! Speak, I charge thee, speak!
He's gone,
and will not answer.
How now, Horatio? You tremble and look pale.
Is not this something more than fantasy? What think you want?
Before my God, I might not this believe without the sensible and true avouch of mine own eyes.
Is it not like the king?
As thou art to thyself. Such was the very armor he had on. When he, the